Now, I threatened to read this email on the air to my friend who lives up in Portland, Oregon. I wanted her to come on to discuss the whole process, just to talk about the differences of selling a home in Portland, Oregon versus the South Coast of California. But she said no, unless she could win a refrigerator. And it was very odd. So that's from a great book by Joey Adams, which for some reason I have about a page and a half of that memorized from when I was 14 years old. It was like, went to interview a murder suspect and she refused to answer unless she could win a refrigerator. I'll have to read that sometime when I, or not read it, just from memory. So she emails me at 12:01 a.m. yesterday morning. My house officially went up for sale, sent me a link. In less than 12 hours, there were 14 appointments. This is August 12th, 2023, from Portland, Oregon. In less than 12 hours, there were 14 appointments booked for showings. Showings went from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with an hour break, 2 p.m. 9 more appointments today and tomorrow, so I'm feeling hopeful. It's a rock-bottom price for a home in the Alameda neighborhood for sure. There'll be an open house on Sunday, which I'm dreading, because the forecast is for 99 degrees. The main floor will be cool with the AC, but the attic guest room will be extremely hot. I love this gal, and she's kind of like me, you know, fretting over the details. Here's feedback the listing agent got from one realtor, which has me cracking up. She gave me high marks for curb appeal with a brown, completely dead lawn. Well, you could ignore that. And then she went on some strong interior choices and a floor plan that didn't fit my client's needs. What a nice, kind way to say the potential buyer felt I had poor taste. That, as I was reading it, I forgot her line, but strong interior choices, that is a great way to say bad taste. That's funny. Sadly, I never visited this house. I guess there's still a link that I could view the interior. Okay, this was another email. I don't know. I don't have a date. I don't know what happened here. So my buyers. It has not escaped me that sometimes, that you sometimes reply as a seller, hope they get their price on their $8.5 million new listing I sent you. And here is a buyer. Fingers crossed others drop in price too. Boy, I'm sorry. I don't know what that means. I don't remember the what we were talking about. So then, I have it in quotes, but maybe that wasn't her. Maybe it was her. Did Frank tell you I accepted an offer? I wish I had the date. How quickly after going on the market. On Monday morning, I started the day off downtrodden. There was only one offer on the table. And after all the interest at the open house. Oh, well, there you go. So it was right after the open house. Didn't take long at all. 50 plus people at the open house, plus back-to-back showings Friday through Sunday. I thought the offers would be pouring in. Well, they finally started coming in around noon, and things really ramped up an hour before the deadline. In the end, there were 8 offers, 6 over asking. I accepted an all-cash offer with very few contingencies, and I can stay here until October 28th. That's a long time. We're talking about mid-August, and we're talking about 2023. And I could stay without paying rent. The backup offer is great, too. It was reassuring to hear some of the feedback from the agents saying their clients fell in love with my house and it's been well taken care of. I consider it a tribute to my husband, all the work, creativity put in. Sadly, her husband died a long time ago. I've never been so mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted all at the same time. I really leaned on my realtor for support, and she dropped me. No, she didn't say that. I really leaned on my realtor for support. I told her I have a whole new respect for what you folks do after experiencing this. Well, I forgot. She gave us a plug. How are things with you? Enjoying summer. Portland has experienced another 100-degree plus heat wave, absolutely unheard of when I moved here. I wish I knew when that was. It must have been at least 30 years ago. Daphne and I are taking our walks at 6 a.m. these days, and I'm assuming Daphne is her dog. So now you know a story. And one of the things I wanted to interview about is that she had an abandoned oil furnace system. And there's different ways they deal with that all the time. It's kind of like if you were buying in an area that used to have septic tanks and then they converted to sewer. So this was kind of a common issue up in Portland. An oil furnace, maybe you had a tank of oil in your yard instead of the septic tank, you had oil. So a couple of ways you dealt with it, you backfill it, you remove it. And there was an issue with her. Maybe I can get her to send another email after I send her this segment. Either that or I'll be hearing from her an attorney. I never said who it was, you know. I will tell you she's related to Jake and Frank and Debbie, but you don't know who those people are unless you've been listening to the program for a while. And you are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.